Item 12 is paper 103. We have a joint reply from the Security Bureau and the Social Welfare Department. This is about concerns on the processing of torture claim cases. Here, I'd like to welcome from the SWD, Ms. YY Wong. Mr. Chen Shui-tong, myself, Yip Ngo Dong, Yong Chi-hei, Hong Chiu-hwa, Ms. Kwan Sau-ling, and Mr. Choi Siu-fong, as well as Mr. Lau Pak-kei, have submitted this paper. Ms. Kwan? Mr. Chairman, only the SWD is represented today at this meeting. Neither the Security Bureau nor the Immigration Department have sent anybody here. This is regrettable. This issue has caused instability in Hong Kong. Just now, we said that we have 150 people from the mainland on one-way permits. Before they're arrested, before anything is done, they will not tell us their difficulties. But it's only after they're arrested that they said that they're in difficulty. By then, they may have lived in Hong Kong for over 2 years. The government has to handle such cases in accordance with court orders, and then another year will be spent on that. So they'll have been here for 3 years already. Now, what will happen in future, nobody knows. There's a huge backlog in the Immigration Department at the moment. I do not know whether our laws allow us to set restrictions to special cases. Say, for an illegal immigrant, if he overstays by 3 months or half a year, he may claim that he has been treated locally in an inhuman manner, and that person can stay on unconditionally. I think every one of them has been making use of this legal loophole. In fact, we'd like to have three departments participating. We've received their responses, but today we only have a representative from the SWD. Ms. Wong, anything to supplement on the responses?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank councillors for their questions. As the chairman said, today I'm here mainly to answer questions for the SWD. That is how we process torture claim cases. I've already submitted my response to you. And on the ground of humanity grounds, we're trying to assist those who are staying in Hong Kong with a torture claim, and we provide substantive assistance and support to them. But that does not mean that we're providing them with similar welfare benefits as Hong Kong people so enjoy. So we just want to provide them with human support. And we are assisting the international organization in this regard. And on the basis of individual needs, we'll provide them with basic assistance like lodgings, food, clothing, and basic transport allowances. And if any of these people has to see a doctor, we'll also propose an exemption of medical expenses. So this is how we handle such cases at present. Members? Ms. Cole? Mr. Chairman, of course, we have to be human. But there is a very practical problem. Today, we don't have anybody from the Immigration Department. We don't know whom to ask. Now, are these people qualified for assistance? But how long have they been staying in Hong Kong? If they stay here for too long, and we have to give them the very basic support, then like what we have in Chung King Mansion, dozens of people rent a flat jointly. Well, you stay there for the first 8 hours in a day. I stay there for the second 8 hours, etc., etc. And then these people may be loitering around in Hong Kong. So, what about the permitted duration of stay? Can we shorten that such that all procedures can be completed within a certain time frame, so that the status of these people can be established, and then the Immigration Department can decide whether or not to repatriate them? Mr. Hong Chiu Wah? Mr. Chairman, the paper mentions a few points, and a number of departments are involved. The Social Welfare Department says that these people with a torture claim do not have the right to stay in Hong Kong. But before the court hands down a ruling, before they are repatriated, if they submit a torture claim, then the repatriation order will be suspended. We now have a backlog of such cases. Because of these procedures and these actual circumstances, in the second paragraph it is said that Hong Kong will not repatriate these people who are seeking asylum. But these people should be differentiated from the refugees under the United Nations Convention. We are worried about these overstaying persons who have caused social problems. At the end of December last year, we had two vetting cases under the vetting mechanism. From 2001 up to now, we see that there's a change in the mechanism. 1,154 persons withdrew their claims. What happened to them? What's their present situation? I really want a reply from the Immigration Department. Mr. James Toh, I think the government should send somebody to explain these issues to us. The SWD alone cannot address members' concerns. My personal view is Hong Kong is a society with the rule of law, and we're also a signatory to the UN Convention. Hong Kong is an international city. If we do not perform well, we'll be severely criticized. Throughout the whole world, be it refugees or torture claimants, there is this problem. This problem emerged rather late in Hong Kong, but in European and American countries, they were experiencing this problem for a long time. So in actual fact, we can learn from them. We should have absorbed their experience. Our laws have been as stringent as possible. But there are some bottom lines that we cannot exceed. So I think the only solution is to have resources and expedite the handling of these cases. If you know that challenges are coming, if you still don't handle those cases, it will be very dangerous. The government wants to handle the non-refugee claimants. The government wants to use one form for all these claimants, torture claimants. You think that you can proceed more expeditiously by mixing the law-related or non-law-related cases. You may say that we shouldn't give them legal aid, etc., etc. But you've been defeated in the past. So we should be cautious and prudent. The false claimants should be repatriated immediately. Throughout the whole world, all organizations helping the refugees are being serious. They know that these claimants will try to take out litigation as far as possible. Yes, this problem has been disturbing Hong Kong for a long, long time. The government has not finished processing these 3,000 odd cases. Earlier, we had some cases with refugees being engaged in certain trades and industries for the purpose of earning a livelihood. And some of them have even engaged in illegal activities. It's regrettable today that the Security Bureau and the Immigration Department have not sent anybody to answer our questions. Now, we can have two approaches here. On the 9th of January, the Yao Tsim Wong District Council will visit the LegCo. Ms. Kwan Sao Ling has already submitted this issue, that is, torture claimants, to the LegCo for discussion. So when we meet LegCo members, we can follow up on this issue. Secondly, some colleagues said certain bureaus and departments are not represented here, like the Security Bureau and the Immigration Department, which should be reprimanded, of course. Should we ask them to put this as an item under matters arising so that these bureaus and departments should send somebody here next time? All right, so this will be put under matters arising at the next meeting. All right, so these papers will be referred to the next meeting under matters arising. So, Secretariat, please, in particular, raise this with the Security Bureau and the Immigration Department. Next time, they must send a senior official here to answer members' questions. All right, so much for this item.